We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great build-up and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yes. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
We have a couple of folks who've checked in. The Shime Timers, as we like to call them.
Yes.
We took them turds and we crammed them in between the number there, so that's 1, 32, 33, 30.
We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah? Yeah!
Here we go. It is a noon turdy on a Friday. That means it's time for Week in Review.
Did Shime do the open for you this
time? On the madness.
Because the Shime Timers made it.
I had to get the Shime Timers. No, that's my tip of the cap to Shime.
There you go.
Who does such a nice job winning us money. So I would like Shime in here more than just the one day a week.
I would say we made him money this time.
Well, maybe. Maybe that's true. He'll have a rebuttal later, I'm sure. But let's begin on Monday, because, of course, last week was a real dark week for Dale and Keefe, because there was no Dale. Yeah, Dale went down to Atlanta and got the plague. And he came back on Monday, and he was feeling pretty good.
The liquid oxycodone's kicking in.
How are you feeling?
You're looking real good to me right
now. Am I?
Oh, so much more attractive than you were minutes ago. Yeah.
Good. So what you're telling me...
You've got kind of a haze around you. You know, it's
like our show photo.
Very much
kind
like
of that.
That
little halo glow
it's like
to
shooting Barbara Streisand through the Vaseline lens or something.
Interesting.
You know?
I didn't get that reference either, Rossi, but he was all looped up.
You know, and I can help you out too, Steve. What? You want to go up or you want to come down? It's entirely up to you, my friend. I've got a full
both of each.
Okay, well, no problem.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good.
Sounds like 3.5 years of college.
Yeah.
So if you take some of the uppers and a few of the downers, you're just right back to even?
You're back to you're pretty level.
Yeah.
Oh. Right. Never an
Maybe
upper
we can try
guy.
That after the show.
Never an upper guy.
You didn't need to be.
No.
Look at you.
I was a little hyper kid. But,
it's a little hyper. I feel like that may have been an understatement.
Yeah,
maybe. That's fine. This was also from Monday.
That was the change of scenery yeah, thing. How'd that work out?
Well, what's TBD?
No, it's still, probably. No, I think
still
it's.
Still waiting to see
I
what
think
happens
it's BD.
There. But not to. What?
Been determined.
Okay, got it. That means something different.
I mean,
I thought, but I'm gonna save it.
No! Share it. What did you?
I'm
think
not gonna share.
I don't think it's radio safe.
It's not allowed to be shared. I had not heard it used as been determined before. I understand when you put the T in front of it, it's TBD.
To be determined. Right.
But just BD means it's something completely different. But that's for another time.
I'll send you a link, Dale.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Send you a link.
Oh, thanks.
One of our best calls of the week came from Dana. This was just yesterday, and kind of upset with how the NBA All-Star Game, the new format.
I just had a quick question. This is going to be the fastest call of the day.
Okay.
I thought the All-Star Game was between the East and the West players. Is that correct?
It used to be. Now they take the two highest vote-getters. This year it was LeBron and Giannis, and they each got to draft teams.
Oh, man. See, they're always messing up something.
Man, he turned on that idea
immediately, didn't he? He did not like the idea at all.
Oh, man.
No, he really didn't. We learned something about Dale this week, Steve.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
than the whole drug issue.
All right.
Trouble in Paradise. Now, it's Valentine's week, yet Dale found himself in a place that you don't want to be.
In the middle of the night when I'm coughing up a lung.
Oh, okay.
And she pops up in bed. All right, I'll see you later.
Oh, boy.
Time to
Dale on the couch night.
Yeah, it was a Dale on the couch night.
That is a
the
tough
night. Before Valentine's Day, you think you're going to work your way back in tonight?
I hope
think
so.
She's got a little working to do here today, considering It was her.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't remember that in real time. She's got a little work to do, Dale.
So last night.
Can we get an update on that?
Last night, we're out for our Valentine's dinner together.
Cute.
And I brought up the fact that we discussed this on the air.
Oh, boy.
I got in trouble again.
Couch again. Double couch night.
She said, wait a minute. You told everybody about
that?
I said, they thought it was really funny.
Airing the dirty laundry.
And I painted you in a wonderful picture. You were kind and loving and caring. And
she said, you didn't actually say what I said, did you? I said, I'm not allowed to on the radio.
No, you kind of did this. Kind of self-edited there a little bit.
Most important question, Dale. Where'd you sleep last night?
I was not on the couch last night. I was back where I was supposed to be.
Nice. The floor.
No, not on the floor.
The actual doghouse.
Yeah, I was. If we had a doghouse,
a literal
doghouse. Yeah, it was her. She was the one who forced
Fingers
me
crossed.
To. She was swearing at me in the middle of the night.
Well, you got to put all that aside tonight. Tonight is the night for lovers. Everybody's got to get together tonight. It's Valentine's. Put your differences aside.
Is this your Valentine's outfit?
Yeah, sweats. Sweats. My wife can't stand that I wear sweats to work. But I'm like, I'm on the radio. What does it matter? She's like, ugh. She's not a fan of it.
No. Now, when you go home, do you put pants on and stuff?
Let's just say, I'm going to pop the sweats off when I get home. Let's just leave it at that, shall we?
Let's just leave it at that, shall we?
A gallon of bleach to scrub that visual from my brain.
Wait a second.
I just like to paint a picture for you, Rossi.
So, well, let's get it to picture form here. So, Dale got back into bed last night. Did you?
I never left the bed.
But you said you popped the sweats off. Did it lead
also
to...
Also on Thursday, we had this.
You get a new job.
So this is when we were talking about all the all-star team that's going to be doing Red Sox baseball this year. So we have a lot of new employees here at WEEI, and this is always the advice, Steve, that I've heard. Maybe it's something similar in your line of work.
You get a new job, you got to kick someone's ass the first day. Otherwise, you get treated like a piece of trash.
Is that how it works?
That's what they say about new
really?
Job. Yeah. Kick someone's
ass. Whose ass did you kick the first day here?
Fourier's.
Oh,
I found
did
the
you?
Biggest
yeah.
guy. I kicked his ass, and then I got respect
you know,
by all
this
my coworkers.
Isn't prison.
Oh,
so it's not
well,
like,
you know what? You might be right. Maybe it is. Oh,
yeah, it's not.
I thought
like
it was
that.
New job.
No, no, no. It's
you
different.
Show up, you find the toughest guy, you punch him right in the mouth.
What do you think?
Maybe not the toughest guy, but I mean,
taking a shot at Fourier over here.
No, I didn't say that.
That's how I read it.
Steve.
No. I was saying maybe you don't pick out the toughest.
Oh,
guy.
Yeah, I thought you said maybe he didn't pick the toughest guy.
No.
Oh, I thought
who'd you pick out?
I pick out Fourier.
Oh yeah, whatever.
And, so you found the tallest guy.
About
the tallest gentleman out
no,
there.
No, but you don't want to pick the toughest guy because odds are you're going to get your ass handed to you, right?
There's a great chance.
Yeah, pick a guy you got a shot against and surprise him.
That's
what Rossi did. Because we asked Rossi who he fought with on his first day here.
Mutt.
He said, Mutt.
Good choice.
Yes. See?
Good choice.
It'd be like when Barry Peterson said when he was playing for the Big Bad Bruins, you know, and you had O'Reilly over here and Jonathan over here and Ollie. He said there'd be a bench clearing brawl and there'd be five guys on the other team all trying to grab Peterson.
That's right. That's
just
right.
Get me away from him.
You got to pair up right correctly.
So you got like eight guys in here all trying to square off with Mutt on their first day.
Right? I can understand
battle
that.
Royale
you got to get a win under your belt. That's all.
That's right. 1-0. That's the most important thing.
When I walked in this morning, Ross, he gives me an elbow to the shoulder, almost knocking into the wall.
That was unbelievable. I know. He got physical with our co-host.
All he said was good morning. And the next thing
he shoves him.
I took the Keith advice. I was getting punched in the face.
It's not your first day in prison here.
But he could tell that he wasn't getting respect anymore. So he's like, I got to do something to get in everybody's good grace. Smart.
Yeah.
Smart on your part.
I was surprised.
Now, on this was also yesterday. We had Joe call in because he had a pretty exciting experience at the Bruins game the other night.
We took the grandkids to the Bruins game Sunday, and we walked to the men to the bathroom with them. And behind it, we saw your set there. It was just interesting to see, you know, you from a different angle there. You know,
yeah, what'd you think? How's he look in person?
Nice and skinny, just like on TV.
There you go,
thank
Dale.
Goodness.
That's nice.
Well, thank you. And we're right out there for everybody to.
You should have hollered at him a little bit, Joe.
Oh, a lot of people do that.
Yeah, you should have.
Especially after the final buzzer.
Yeah,
as we're going
out
for the post game show, and some of the folks who are on making their way, hopefully out to their Ubers.
Yeah, I would say so.
I don't think Joe falls into that category. Well, he seems sober as a bird.
And I do think, by the way, that we are one of the go-to stops on your way to the bathroom.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
One of the pit stops?
Oh, look, there's Billy Jaffe. Yeah. I mean, that's what you do on your way to the bathroom.
All right.
Come see us.
Now, we also got a little bit of a Dale's Tales, as it were, as we found out a little bit about Dale's first job in radio.
We had these new owners who came in, and suddenly they realized that they were scheduled to do the Brunswick High School football game on Friday night, and they didn't have anybody to do the game. They said, look, can you go do the game high school football game until we can hire an adult to do it? I was 16 years old at the time. So I went.
Until we can hire an adult? So they like pat you on the head. They're like, oh, exactly. Wow.
I went and did the game.
Yeah.
My buddy and I went and did the game.
Yeah.
And then we came back to the radio station Friday night to drop off the equipment, and they were waiting for us. And I thought,
There, we've been fired. One and done.
And they said, you know what? We don't need to hire an adult. We're good. True story.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Life is like a hurricane here in Dale's world.
It gives Rossi an opportunity to drop this in.
It's a Dale world.
You should see the Aussie's head bobbing in here.
He loves it.
Great big pig head bobbing all over the place.
Dale's Tales.
Woo!
He's out here making Dale's Tales.
There you go.
Sounds fantastic. Like the opposite, the opposite of the St. Paul's school sort of thing.
Actually, it's funny.
There you go.
It's funny you mentioned that,
And by the way,
Steve.
The radio station I was at was an 80,000 watt.
Right.
All right, brag. Right. All right, brag. Well,
you could pick it up on your toaster in the house if you wanted
to. Listen
to
it all the time I was in Maine, always.
Yeah, Steve used to. Now that you guys can kick me while I'm down, because here's my first opportunity at radio.
All right, so it was St. Paul's school in Concord, New Hampshire. They had WSPS 90.5 or whatever it was up in Concord. And I'm like, hey, I can spin a couple records. We'll talk a little bit. We'll kind of keep a loose clubhouse there. And they're like, no, there's no real format here. And I'm like, I think it'll be good. Get my personality. It was only once a week. I only wanted like a couple hours. It wasn't like I was asking
didn't want to overwork.
No, I wasn't asking for like, you know, drive time. I just wanted to go in there maybe one night a week, do a couple hours, play some death metal or whatever it might be, whatever it could be. And they were like, no.
It sounds
so when they come around asking for money every year, I said, oh yeah, did you get me started in radio or no?
No,
you didn't.
You didn't.
You tried to ruin my dreams.
They did. They tried to prevent me from achieving my dreams, which I've already achieved. One of them.
Just the man keeping you down. That's what it is.
Thank you. Right? That's what it feels like.
Yeah, fight the fight, you know?
Don't give up, Keith. Still got a chance to get afternoon drive on WSPS.
I'm trying. Fingers crossed. I apply every year.
Don't let those rich little prep school kids get
tell
under
me about
skin,
it.
Yeah.
Tell
right?
About it. I hear you.
Out loud. Oh, my son was a Phillips Handover surgeon.
Yeah, you got nothing to say.
We understand. Yeah. We had our, I believe, our first fatality live on the air earlier this
week. We're going to replay this?
Yeah, well, some of it. Some of it had to be edited due to certain laws. But this was Jen Royal talking to Alex Reamer on Mutt and Callahan.
Oh, I hate not being able to curse. I think they're disgusting. So if you want to keep coming at me, I will have a response for every single thing. And I'll explain. Tell me which one, you ignorant little pissant. Stop right there.
Yep.
You ignorant again, little pissant. Oh, I'm not done with you.
Oh, okay.
Don't try to get out of it. You and your little mouth. So your little stupid comment, shut your mouth.
So that day, that was really like our lead-in. That was our lead-in. That was on like right before us. So, I mean, we were a little nervous about it, but we did have to discuss it a little bit.
But a few minutes ago, they had to get the engineers in here.
Yeah.
They came in and they attached a wheel.
A wheel?
To Alex Reamer's head.
Oh, no.
Picked him up by the feet and wheeled him out of here.
Wheelbarreled him out.
After Jen Royal got done with him.
Yeah. She put him in a body bag.
I mean, it was just like,
yeah, how to get
wheel
rid of
him out
like,
of here.
Sorry.
Let's go, Alex.
See you later. You think they'll bury him today? Do you think the ground's soft enough?
We weren't going to leave the body laying here in the corner.
We haven't seen him.
Over
we haven't
by
seen
our,
him
our
since.
Giant Tom Brady bobblehead over here.
You see, I had no, because I wasn't, I was busy. I didn't hear the segment, but I read Alex talking about it on Twitter, and he sounded like he was the one doing.
Oh, he came back. He came back at her last night.
Yeah.
He tweeted out a photo. He was out to dinner somewhere in the North End or something. And the photo had the wine bottle and the glass of wine. He said, it's so nice to enjoy a glass of wine while you're out to dinner.
Oh, boy. Now, Team Royal or Team Reamer? Do I even have to ask? Do we have to go around the room here? Team Royal, Team Reamer?
On this argument specifically, I'm going to go Team Royal.
Yeah, yeah. Jen Royal kicked his ass.
I would say so, too.
Not even a question. Not to mention, she had the guts to go out and try to start a restaurant. And
seriously.
Which, by the way, based on the reviews, is really good. I'm going to go eat there.
I'm all over.
My wife and I are going to get an opportunity to eat there ourselves.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah.
Sounds like another show outing.
Yeah, show outing.
Yep. I said my wife and I did not suggest that you guys
were inviting ourselves.
She can come along too.
Come. She's invited.
Free?
Right?
Is it free?
I can talk to Jen.
Talk to Jen.
Matter of fact, as nice as you are, she's nicer.
Look over your shoulder real quick.
Is it Jen Royal?
No. It's Buddy the dog whose front paws are up on the window. Look at Steve.
All right, we got to go. That's it then, Dale. That's it.
Oh, we got to go see Buddy. Buddy's here on a Friday. We got to go. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. It's Dale and Keefe with Diassi Sports Radio, WEEI.
Oh, man. See, they always messing up something.
Whose ass did you kick the first day here?
Fourier's.
You're looking real good to me right
now. Am I?
Oh, so much more attractive than
really?
You
really? I'm going to pop the sweats off when I get home. Let's just leave it at that, shall we?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.